up for 15 minutes. He made a motion. I put the motion. It was overwhelming. He defeated. He wanted to get off the platform. I said, oh, no, wait a minute now. You sit right here. But I didn't want him to get off and then walk out of the hall. That's what they do from other places. So I sat him on the platform until the meeting was over. It wasn't a damn thing. I talked to the fellas that came in to put on a demonstration. Take those signs and get a hold of their mouth. People are not delegates. They're not from Illinois. We're going to tolerate you. You're Democrats. We're going to let you in, but you're not delegates. Go over there and sit on the side. Take your signs from defending government. We're Democrats. We're all going to be together. That's going to be the argument. What the hell is time? But they didn't do what they wanted, so that when I came outside, the television said, they wouldn't let the television in, although they were inside themselves. They said to me, why would you let the McCarthy delegates talk? I said, where were you? What the hell kind of news is coming out over the television and radio these days? And the notes said, you were right in front of the Hill when they recognized Mr. Mudge from Madison, and they brought him up on the platform. I said, you the fellas better get, is this the kind of reporting we're getting on this media communication? And then in jumped Davidson from another station, and he said, why didn't you recognize the McCarthy delegates? I said, where the hell were you? You must have been alongside of you. Well, I saw the dude in the middle aisle urging these people to put on the demonstration and walk out. You don't mean to tell me you weren't there. I stepped out. I said, no, you didn't step out. I was looking at you. I came down the center aisle. And then there was a fellow from New York. He said to me, who are you for? And, you know, kept pushing and pushing. And he said, well, you. He said, I'm Pappas from New York. I said, I thought so. I said, he said, I'm going to have a see you a lot on the convention floor. I said, you're like, you sure in hell are not going to see me. If I have my way, there won't be any television people on the convention floor. I said, they make a mistake out of it. A man is up there making a serious talk. They're running around looking at some delegation from Alabama that's challenging someone else. And I said, the cameras are running up and down the floor, and the delegation won't get in their seat. And I really mean that, Mr. President. I think the greatest thing that happened, if we kept the television people off the floor and had places offside for interviews, not in the middle of the convention.
I think that's exactly right.
And then they try to make it look as though we're all like that damn fool. We don't know what we're doing. And then you have the commentators up there saying you've never seen so much confusion. And here comes the delegation of Alabama, the one freedom delegation or something else. And here's a poor guy making a talk on some way that they're affecting the country. And no one's paying a damn bit of attention. We're all standing up on their feet trying to see if someone comes in and lights a newspaper as the guy from Puerto Rico did.
I think you're exactly right, and I think that's what you ought to do, and I think you and John Criswell ought to agree on it, and you ought to tell them, and by God, they're not going to...
We've got plenty of room, and when they want you, they get you by telephone. When you come off the floor, well, if it isn't an important thing going on, you move off the floor, you'd be interested. But they wouldn't be walking up and down the floor with 20 people with big cameras on their back and mics, and they have a lot of hang-arounds with them, and that lake caused more confusion than the delegates.
Well, have you got that kind of a system working?
Huh?
Have you got an agreement with John Criswell? You all going to put that in?
Well, I'm for it. I've talked to John Bailey already. I wish you would and tell him you think it's a hell of a thing to do.
I will.
But they all come to the television and all these meetings and communication and back away from but in my opinion, we ought to run a convention for the first time and run it with the delegates.
I agree.
For the delegates and for the party.
I just sure.
And about this television hours, because what the hell is you and I know that it's forgotten by the time the campaign is around in September and October, what happened to the convention. Unless they catch you with a lot of things that are bad, they got the Republicans. Remember the comments about that? They never saw so much confusion, never so much excess. The whole thing was desired to take and something continues to say the same.
I just sure do agree. Is Nixon gonna... So what do you think about Nixon?
I think Nixon is coming along. I think we can beat him, but I think he's coming pretty fast. He's in a much better shape than he was in 1950. He sure as hell won't debate like he did in 50. Because you and I know 60 fell out the window in 1950. That's a good lot of things too.
God bless you. I'll see you.
I'll see you.
Bye.